Good afternoon to you. Sammy Goldburn in for Bruce Q, Liquid Fusion. What a great day it is. Great summer's day for November. I'm here until 4 o'clock, trying to give you all the colours of the jazz and the jazz funk and fusion rainbow. And I hope you enjoy it. The phone lines are open. Give me a call, 07890-694478. Many thanks to Matt James, he had to run. But he'll be back next week, 12 till 2, with the very best in the funky 80s, 70s, and a bit of the 90s grooves as well. So nice to hear that pleasure track, real nice.
I'll grant you peace of mind. And deliver unto you all my love.
always a pleasure digging out stuff like this. And it's always nice when Mr. Q asked me to do a show of his. He should be back next week. He had an emergency to attend with this week. But he sends his apologies. We kick the show off, Ushi Klassen and the Indigo Blue remix of a tune called Takata. And something real cool after that, Flora Purim and Erta Tadlcha from their album Humble People. That is Concord Jazz Records from about 1983. Sounding pretty good. And what you just heard was a guy called Travis Biggs, taken from an album called Solar Funk, Source Records, 1979, and a tune called Tibetan Serenity. Haven't heard that in ages. I said the lines are open, 07890-694478. If you want to call or text on that number, you may do so. This is Sun Ra's drummer, Francisco Mora. Thank you. so tasty you can actually eat that one, couldn't you? From Japan, they are the Coconuts Crew, RCA Records. And a tune called Pedaventu. Take from an album called O Club do Rio, as I said, released in Japan 1984. And before that, as I said, ex-drummer with Sun Ra, Francisco Mora. And a tune called Iron Master, taken from the Community Projects Records record label, part of Planet E, came out back in 1999. The tune is called World Trade Music. This is Sammy Goldburn in for Bruce Q. On a Sunday afternoon, we call it Liquid Fusion. And we throw everything at you, a bit of jazz, jazz fusion, jazz funk, some hip-hoppy grooves. Couple of jazzy tracks just to get you moving as well. It's 28 after 2. I'm here until 4 o'clock. Check this out. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
love that one. From an album, sadly, that was very overlooked when it came out 2 years ago. They are Extended Spirit, a couple of guys from Jazzanova, doing a little modern fusion thing. Came out on Dialogue Records, part of the Sony Collective. As I said, 1999. The album is Solid Water, and has a tune called Pressure. Pressure. It's Sammy Goldburn in for Bruce Q. Liquid Fusion on a Sunday afternoon. 19 minutes to 3. And we don't stop. We don't stop at all. Before Extended Spirit, played a track from this EP this morning. They are called GERD, G-E-R-D. They're from Belgium. Life Enhancing Audio is the name of the record label. Check your specialty shops for that. A tune called Tessau. That was the New Panorama original remix. And you've just got to get hold of that. Big one to Nick at the Record Centre for sorting that one out for me. Sure he's got other copies. Sunday the 4th of November, as I said, Sammy Goldburn in for Bruce Q. Big hi to the secret texter, 07890 694478. To me. The excellent album on BBE Records. The album was called Lost Change. That was a tune called Money. There was also an instrumental album that came out, two vinyls of all the tracks that was on the original album, and that was the instrumental to a track called Money. It was rather limited, but I'm sure if you search hard enough you will be able to track it down. As I said, Will.i.am, BBE Records. Good hearing from you today, Trevor. Dug out this one just for you, mate. JK with a Slum Village remix, and this is so good.
Well, I see people in the crab and blood, and I'm so rarely understood. Well, I don't know what they want from me. It's gonna take some time just to let them see I'm going through a black Capricorn day. And though it doesn't seem so, I've got to get this way. I'm going through a black Capricorn day. And though you wanna check me out, I'm not the man to
yes. Completely stripped down, then boosted up again. I had that from a promo that came out last year. Not too sure if it was actually released. I would have thought so. They're called Conjoint. And the album was called Earprints. Definitely in that Yesterday's New Quintet vibe. And before that, the band themselves, Yesterday's New Quintet, from the excellent album Angles Without Edges, Stone's Throw Records. Haven't had a chance to play anything from that on the morning show, but I thought I'd play that. That is Little Girl. And these guys are real cheeky, because they haven't put any credits to any of the songs, and most of the songs are actual cover versions of other songs. But that sounds strangely and vaguely familiar to Omar's Little Boy. Anyway, as I said, that was called Little Girl, Dakota's song, Yesterday's New Quintet. And before that, for Trevor, Jamiroquai and the Slum Village remix, Black Capricorn Day. It's Sammy Goldburn on 106.8 FM. In for Bruce Q on a Liquid Fusion Sunday afternoon. Source Records for this one out of Germany, and a tune called New York Mary Disaster. We'll be right back. think the expression is happy as a pig in poo. That is wonderful. Miles Davis, finally, if you tuned into the if you tuned into the Bank Holiday show, then you would have heard me say that the complete sessions for this album, In a Silent Way, was coming out imminently. It's only just come out. It's a 3-CD pack, and this is the album that certainly defined what we call fusion music, and I thought it was only apt that I play something from it on a show called Liquid Fusion. As I said, it's only just come out. It's going to be a little pricey, but definitely worth it. If you want to hear certainly the humble beginnings of what we're listening to today and we're listening to in the 70s, then that one is definitely the album for you. That was the that was a rehearsal for a track, In a Silent Way. It was never originally released, but as I said, everything that was recorded around those sessions, which spanned about a 6-month period, is on these 3 CDs, and it's definitely worth it. I can't stress that enough. Columbia Records, and go out and get yourself a copy, please. All right, we're speeding it up. I know there are some speed heads out there. I have many versions of Very Cruz, I must confess, but this to me is the best version I've ever heard, ever. And if you don't know it, sit back, put headphones on, do whatever, because it's a corker. Give me a call, send me a text, 07890 694478.
Quisera esquecer a moça que se foi de nossa Vera Cruz e o pranto que ficou no norte que sonhei das coisas do lugar. Dormimos, me larguei correndo sem parar, buscava pela cruz nos campos de mar, mas ela se soltou no longe e se perdeu. Thank you.
Blistering, isn't it? How many of you missed that one? Far Out Records last year. Her name is Eluda, from an album called Offerenda, and a tune called Ciara. It's a Sunday afternoon and the vinyls are out in full effect. Sammy Goldburn in for Bruce Q. Liquid Fusion is what we call it. And this is how we do it. Messed up big time there. No worries at all. That was the Clark Boland Big Band. Something from 1969, MPS Records, Un Grau de Aria. Before that, the Gerald Wilson Big Band. And Miles Davis's Milestones, of course, 1963. The album on Fontana Records, Moment of Truth. Featuring Carmel Jones on the trumpet and Joe Pass on the guitar. Before that, as I said, Aluda, taken from the album Offerenda, Far Out Records, tune called Ciara. And before that, the excellent Batida 1984 on Timeless Records and Veracruz.
We
Remember kids, don't try that one at home. As far as I know, no synthesizers or keyboards were harmed in the making of this song. Play that one for Rose if she's listening. She sent me a text a few weeks ago regarding a track called Magic Theater. This is the only track that I know. There was a lot of dust on it, Rose. But there it is in all its, well, most of its glory. London Records, 1975. Barry Marsh's Silver Light. Rather scandalous. As I said, Magic Theater, title track of the album, London Records, out of New York, 1975 for that one. This is Sammy Goldburn on your sweet 106.8 FM. Got another 25 minutes of me. Then it's the man they call Cosmic. Bring you the very best in UK garage and all of the funky flavours. G-Child 6 till 8 after him, 8 till 10 E-Double-D, and 10 till 12 is One Step Ahead with the In Control Show. Let's bring it back up to date. We'll be right back. played it on the morning show. From the very good compilation SSR Records, that's Free Zone Volume 7. They are Audio Montage featuring Shuriken and a tune called The Free Zone. It's 19-4, Sammy Goldburn on your sweet 106.8 FM. Keep it going for the last couple of tracks. Play this one on the morning show, got a great response to it, and it's one of those that needs to be played again and again and again till you all get the message. Check this out. Naughty J Bookham's Cooking EP number 6. First heard that on J La Rock Show. Had to purchase a copy for myself. That is so good. That is Real Sign in a tune called Higher. Wonderful piece of music. The man behind that is this man right here. He's just handed a new album out. His name is Dominic Stanton. One of the monikers he goes under is Domu. Four. Sammy Goldberg here till 4 o'clock, in for Bruce Q with a Liquid Fusion special. We'll be right back. totally, totally, totally mad. Something called Space Monkeys. The album is Up and Down Archive Records. That is Damu. The chat goes out to the FNM scene. Thanks for the text, guys. Don't forget, catch their show next Saturday night, 12 midnight. For this and more, a real upfront shoot. And don't forget, Sunday the 25th of November, it's the next Bin Bop. Alex Wilson and the Anglo-Cubana Band, plus DJs including myself. Listen for the advert. It's Sammy Goldburn. Coming up to his last track. It was a toss-up between, it was Clauzel or Clauzel. It's either going to be Clauzel remixing Ronnie Jordan. I'll probably have to play that on the morning show next week. Or Clauzel remixing Herbie Hancock. And I haven't had the chance to play this yet. If I'm cheeky enough to fit in one track after this, then I will certainly try that. Clouseau seems to be the man at the moment. Four quite gorgeous remixes on this 12. It's remixing Herbie Hancock's The Essence, but it's something that he's called Bonita. Floating about at the moment, see if you can get your hands on a copy. Two pieces of vinyl. Joe Clouseau remixes for Ronnie Jordan. It's about six or seven different remixes on there. One or two of them not sounding too bad at all. Said it was a toss-up between playing that or playing this. That is it for me. Many thanks to you if you've been listening for the last 2 hours. Bruce Q will be back next week, 2 till 4 for Liquid Fusion. I will be back next Sunday morning, 8 till 10. And we play stuff like this as well. It's a good way to get up on a Sunday morning, it really is. Until next week, I'll leave you with another track from the Domu album. This is so good. The album is worth buying just for this track, believe me. Until next week, have yourself a great Sunday. Have an even better week. And we do it all over again next weekend. Bye-bye.